Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Danny Shabehan, thank you for talking to us here on 101.9 Chai FM in Johannesburg.
Thank you for having me.
Would you agree with my introduction, the fact that the extremes Absolutely. Have co-opted the narratives and are trying to nullify each other's stories?
Absolutely, I would, yes.
I came across recently an article in the Jerusalem Post talking about the Palestinian elections and the fact that at least a third of the candidates standing have wiped the map of Israel off the map, i.e. they are contesting elections, presumably to represent the aspirations of the Palestinian people, and they have wiped Israel off the map. Sad situation, don't you think?
Yes. It's a deeply ingrained problem. I hope what we're doing will try to will move us forward.
Yeah, well, we can only hope. So that brings me to this article that you wrote in the Times of Israel, which I found absolutely fascinating. I want to give you the opportunity to maybe take us through on a high level what were you trying to get across?
I'm trying to get across essentially that, you know, Jews and Palestinians, we're both from this land and we should be sharing it instead of, you know, trying to delegitimize the other. And when I was talking with Jason about this, he's the guy I co-authored this article with. He told me that the article was actually making a lot of headway with his Palestinian friends, his family and everything. And it actually managed to convert some anti-Zionists away from their previous views and towards a more pro-peace one. And I think that's a major accomplishment.
What I liked about your article is you were in no way being prescriptive as to what the solution would be, if my understanding is correct. You were saying, let's start off by first recognizing each other and the fact that we both jointly share this land.
I believe that acknowledging and validating the other side is the first step to, you know, building real dialogue, you know, because otherwise when you're just coming at them with attacks, they're just on the defensive and they're not listening. But this way you actually have a shot at showing them a better way, you know what I'm saying?
Danny, you refer to revisionist authors such as Shlomo Sand, who dispute the fact that Ashkenazi Jews have any connection with Israel whatsoever. What was your response to that approach?
My response was essentially that an array of peer-reviewed papers have been published and released to the public over the past 20 or so years. All of them confirm that Jewish diaspora populations, including the Ashkenazim, share common ancestry with Bronze Age Canaanites and with Middle Easterners writ large. The paper that stood out to me the most would be the one that was conducted on a set of Bronze Age remains last year found in Megiddo in northern Israel. Accordingly, your average Ashkenazi Jew traces the majority of their ancestry to Bronze Age Canaanites. I mean, yes, there's some Greek admixture in there, but the majority of it is from the Levant. We're not lying about who we say we are. And Shlomo Sand, he does not accept genetic evidence. Instead, he basically just bats away any genetics arguments.
Because it doesn't suit the argument. No, I hear you loud and clear. I'm just aware of time, so I want to move a bit forward on this issue. Palestinians likewise, I think there would be many Israelis on certain extremes, not even necessarily on extremes, who would try and assert that there is no connection between current day Palestinians to the land, that they were an immigrant community who came to work following Zionist investment in what was then Palestine.
That's not true. I mean, yes, there were some that came as immigrants, but the vast majority they share the same Canaanite roots that we have. I mean, if you look at the admixture chart that comes in that article I alluded to in my last comment, you'll actually see that Ashkenazim share the majority of their ancestry in common with Palestinians, and that they have the same Bronze Age Megiddo roots. I mean, both of them are about 50% similar to Bronze Age Canaanites. So the idea that they're all just invaders is not accurate.
What was the reaction in general to this particular article?
Well, from people on my side of the fence, you know, the Zionists, I mean, there was a lot of people were angry about that. I mean, about me defending Palestinians, and I mean, most supported me in what I was doing, but some of them were hostile. They were angry at me for writing it. Some of the complaints were valid. We did get some things wrong, but I think what I'm doing accomplished more good than bad. I mean, most of us, we failed to reach the other side. We failed to convince them that, you know, that we're indigenous to this land and that we deserve to be here. My article actually did that for several Palestinians. I mean, Jason's phoning me up every day telling me how many people have changed their views because of what I wrote, because of what we wrote together.
Danny, we're out of time, so I'm going to leave it there. But I've got to tell you, if you changed one person's mind, then you did something important. Controversial, no doubt, but important. Thank you for talking to us on 101.9 Chai FM this afternoon.
No problem. Thank you.